T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's turn our attention to the Kentucky Derby, and we welcome in Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott. Bill, Mike Francesa on the Fan, welcome.
How you doing, Mike? Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, and it is very fitting to have you on, considering right now they tell me in the pre-Derby odds your horse is not a favorite.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I hope they're not making a mistake. We're pretty excited about him. We think he's a nice horse. He's doing very well.
Let me ask you about this though. You're a guy who, as racing fans may know, but the casual fan may not, who has had a great career. You were the youngest guy ever into the Hall of Fame, but you really weren't a guy who was on the Triple Crown trail year after year after year. You've been there much more recently and now have had a lot of success you have in the Belmont. Is it just the relationship with Judmont is the reason, or is it just something you decided to do later in your career?
Well, really, I think it's, kind of the luck of the draw with the horses you get a lot of times. You know what I mean? In the past, I've had a few horses that have run in the Derby that probably haven't been well-suited for the distance of the Derby, although some of them have been very nice horses. We won the Belmont with Drosselmeyer,
right?
But at the time that it was Derby time, he was short on points, short on earnings as far as getting into the race. So he was a horse that probably would have been suited for the distance, but we didn't even get in the race. Some of the others have been, probably better milers, horses that ran between eight and nine furlongs and were very successful at that distance. But, the Derby's a little different race going a mile and a quarter. So you've got to have the right horse, the right pedigree and the horse that really does want to go that far.
We're talking to Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott, of course, trained Cigar among his many other luminaries that he's trained through the years. Two horses in this race. First, Country House, who's on the outside 20. Tell me about him.
Good. You know what I mean? Probably isn't as accomplished as our other entry, Tacitus, but he's a horse that I think is suited for the distance as well, and probably a horse that would need to have a hot pace up front, where they kind of come back to him a little bit in the stretch, but he's a horse that I think will keep running. He's probably going to be, he is what you call a deep closer. I mean, he'll probably come from way back in the pack and be coming, making a late run. So a horse like that needs the right pace scenario up in front. He needs a little help from, a couple horses dueling up on the front end.
I would think with Tacitus, who is the current favorite, you had to like where you are. You eight's about is a good place to be. If you could pick one, eight, and you probably, I don't know what number you picked when you selected, but eight's a very good place to be. I mean, that's right where you want to be, right?
Yeah, I think it's right in the middle. I guess what you worry about is getting down to the first turn and not getting hung up too wide. You don't want to be 4 or 5 wide going around the first turn if you can help it. And then of course, once they get around that turn, then the riders have to work out a trip from there. But, getting the wrong post position and having a lot of horses going down to that first turn together. And, if you lose too much ground around the first turn, it really diminishes your chances.
Were you thinking Triple Crown with Tacitus last fall, even in the 2-year-old year? Were you already thinking about him as being a horse that was going to be on the trail, or was there a certain time that he gave you that idea to go there?
I believe we started thinking that direction after his first race. I mean, we were really pleased with what he showed us in his first effort. Even though he finished fourth, he came back and broke his maiden and in his second start, but you know, a very late developing horse, a big, strong, rangy horse, but was one that needed the extra 3 or 4 months that he had off over the course of the winter to really finally start to develop and you know, catch up with some of his peers. And he's done that very well. He's 2 for 2 this year. He hasn't done anything wrong, and hopefully he'll show yet some improvement tomorrow.
How about the pace, Bill, with Omaha Beach out? And we know what Maximum Security did. Now, Maximum Security got a chance to really go pretty slow on the front end in the Florida Derby. I don't expect that again. But Omaha Beach would have put a little more speed in the race. Are you concerned about that at all?
Yeah, well, we are a little bit, probably a little more for Country House than we would be for Tacitus. But, you know, generally in the Derby, I mean, you're talking about an awfully important race, and I don't think these jocks are going to be going to sleep. I don't think they're going to let anybody, you know, go in 48, you know, for the first half mile. I'm sure somebody's going to see that they're going slow, and they're going to take it to them if the pace is too slow.
What would be a perfect trip for you as far as Tacitus?
Well, I mean, you know, the perfect trip is, you know, probably to be in a stalking position and be, you know, 4 or 5 lengths back off the pace and, you know, just to get a clear run from the 3/8 pole to the finish wire. I mean, that's, you know, that's the dream trip, but it's, you know, it's hard to map that out, up front. I think the jocks have to decide that when the gate opens, you know, the whole complexion of the race can change from what we see it on paper sometimes.
You know, you've had, as anyone knows who knows racing, we're talking with Bill Mott, you've had an incredible amount of success in your career. I mean, you've had all different kinds of great runners. You've had, you know, many, you know, you've done everything, but you've never won a Derby, and you haven't taken that many horses to the Derby. So has the Derby been, you know, a lot of trainers, it's like the only thing they ever thought about was winning the Derby. I don't get the idea you were one of those guys. Is that fair to say or no?
Well, I figured it would happen. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I guess I never went out shopping for those kind of horses or promoting only the Derby. I think I was just somebody that trained the horses that I had in the barn and tried to do the best we could with each individual horse, and not each one of them is meant for the Derby. So, you know, I think it's unfair to just concentrate on only that race. I think you've got other responsibilities, you know, to other horses and other owners. So we've done well with a lot of the other horses, and hopefully we'll do well with this group of horses that we've got in the Derby. But you've got to have the right fit. You got to have the right horse for it, and we're certainly, it's certainly a race that we want to participate in and hopefully eventually win.
Well, you know what? You have 2 chances tomorrow, so it's an exciting time. I'm sure you got to be thrilled right now to be sitting in your position. I don't think you'd trade positions with anybody, would you?
I wouldn't right now. No, I really don't believe I would. I think I'm happy where we're at, and I'm really pleased with the way the horses are going. And we're, you know, getting to that point where we're within 24 hours of race time. So it's getting a little closer and a little closer. So we'll know before too long.
What are you expecting weather-wise tomorrow, Bill?
You know what? The track's in good shape right now. I mean, we had rain all morning and but it looks like we're good. The rain's going to stay away until maybe mid-morning tomorrow, and then there's like a 50% chance. So I'm hoping the forecast gets a little better and a little better. I mean, I'd like to see the race run on a good fast racetrack, but both our horses are well meant for the off track too. So whatever happens, and we'll just have to take it as it comes up.
The audience knows about Casa Creed. They know that I have an interest in Casa Creed with Lee. Tell what's your thoughts about Casa Creed's chances tomorrow?
Well, I think it's a man. Now here again, we're talking. You know, we've had a lot of rain, so we've got to deal with a turf course that's got a little bit of give in the ground. They ran a race earlier today, and I was really surprised what good shape the turf course was in. So it's handling the water quite well right now, but it definitely will have some give in the ground. I'm excited about the way he's doing, the way Casa Creed is doing. He's coming off two good races out of his last three. So I think we're in the mix there.
I think so. It sounds good. Listen, wishing great success tomorrow. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck.
Okay. Best
My
of
pleasure.
Luck
Thank All you, right. Bill. All right. Bill Mott, the trainer of Tacitus, who is right now the favorite in the race. We'll go through the whole race with Brad at 4 o'clock. Bill is a guy who, as you know, is a guy from South Dakota who trained Cigar and has had a million great horses, and really was not a guy that was like, it wasn't like Baffert or Lucas where everything was an obsession with the Triple Crown. It was more about, like I said, all the other races, Breeders' Cup, this, that. And lately he's had a lot more horses, and obviously if he starts participating in these races, he's going to win them because he's a great trainer. I mean, he's been a legendary trainer. So now he's got a chance tomorrow with Tacitus, who I told you was a now horse, and he trains a horse that I own a piece of with Leon Slater, who's the Casamigos guy, and was the Grey Goose guy, which is where I met him many, many years ago when they first brought Grey Goose to the Fan, which was about 15 years ago. So he and I own a couple of horses together, and he uses Bill Mott. So the horses that we've bought together that we have put with Bill Mott, I've not had horses with Bill Mott before that. So he now has a couple of horses that I have an interest in, one named No Line and the other one No Lime, which is a two-year-old, which is a pretty good two-year-old from what we understand, hasn't run yet, and one named Casa Creed, who will run in the ninth race tomorrow, which is the $400,000, the American Turf, grade two, mile and a 16th. That's the ninth race tomorrow at Churchill Downs for three-year-olds, $400,000 purse, so... the favorite is a horse that beat us by 3/4 of a length in our last race at Gulfstream in the Palm Beach. We had, with Casa Creed, had won a stake before that with the Kitten's Joy, and then came back and ran second in the Palm Beach. So we got a chance tomorrow. I mean, I think Casa Creed will probably be like the fourth favorite in the race, something like that. But he's got a chance, no question. And he's very ably trained and he's a nice horse. Plus, if they take the race off the turf, which they don't want to do with that kind of race, but if they ever do, because the weather gets really bad, he likes the dirt. He's won that kind of race. He won that kind of race at Saratoga. He won it off the turfer at Saratoga because he can run on the dirt, which would be a big advantage for us. But I doubt that would be the case. I don't think they would do that. With that kind of turf race, they rarely, rarely do that. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.